You're listening to Write Winning Proposals, where you learn strategies to write clear, concise, and compelling proposals that persuade your clients and win more business. Here's your host, Michelle Terrio.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast, Write Winning Proposals. This is part 7 of my series on the 12-step process directly from my book. Last time I discussed step number 9, developing your project plan. If you missed it, visit my website. In this episode, I'm continuing the series with step 10 and 11. That includes document version control and integrating material. For a proposal with multiple contributors, maintaining control over documents and revisions will prevent mistakes and wasted effort during the writing, editing, and review process. Even if you're the only one involved, being organized with your files will make it easier and reduce the risk of losing information, or even worse, having you use old files when it's already been updated and changed. For your documents, use a central approach with a file numbering and naming convention. The file name structure will help you manage the information, consolidate the final proposal, and find information easily. Since many proposals are developed in parts that are eventually assembled, this will save you a lot of time and effort in the end. So your file structure should include the following kinds of information. So we'll start with the overall format. You can have something like project name, underscore, section, underscore, type, underscore, date, dot, doc for a Word file. An example would be Apex Logistics, underscore, HR 3.2, underscore, main body, and in brackets, the full date, dot, doc. So the project name, Apex Logistics, is the name of the project, often the company name or the acronym used by the client. The HR 3.2 in the example is the section directly from the RFP document. This may be numerical based on the RFP numbering or a descriptive title such as mandatory, human resources, information technology, organization, quality assurance, etc. So the next one was main body. That's the type. It indicates what the document is for. It may be, as in this case, a main body or an attachment, an illustration, a picture. You might have something to refer to, unedited source material, resumes, things of that nature. Use a really simple name convention and think ahead. So the last one is the date, and the date the document was last changed is the date we're talking about. Don't rely on the file name dates. Every time a file is edited, save it with the current date at the end of the file name. While this may result in a lot of files, it provides a useful backup and enables you to go back to previous versions if necessary. If multiple people work on the same files, have them add their initials to the file name as well. Part of the control process should be to ensure only one individual is working on a file at a time. In addition, use the tools available in word processors such as MS Word to track changes. This allows you to see what changes are made and to accept or reject those changes. Part of your process should include backing up on a regular basis and definitely checking for viruses. Be especially cautious if contributors are working on their files at a subcontractor's office or at home on their own computers. The amount of effort that goes into a written response can be immense, and the last thing you want to do is lose something because of a virus or a computer crash. So we're also going to talk about the iteration and consolidation process. Since many proposals are assembled from several documents, sometimes with multiple contributors in many sections, and sometimes with different iterations of those documents over time, the documents ultimately need to be consolidated. And over time, those files may change and be modified. That's one of the reasons for the naming convention, including the date that we talked about earlier. So the result when you combine documents is that you sometimes have to verify the page count, do an overall review to ensure consistency, the headings are right, the table of contents has been updated, and you can assign someone to look at these issues and make sure the complete document is consistent and cohesive, which is very important in a final proposal. Sometimes it's very useful to have someone who hasn't been involved in the process to read over the documents. They always catch things that you or your colleagues who've been deeply involved in the process won't see. So you'll make it much easier if you use a template for all your contributors and develop the style sheet we discussed in an earlier podcast. With a template and consistent styles, which are part of your word processor's capabilities, applied to the formatting, this process will be easier, as simple as cutting and pasting all the parts into a single document. So otherwise, be prepared for a lot of extra effort to fix the formatting inconsistency and the errors. I've just covered step 10 and 11 of the 12-step process. In the next podcast, I'll deal with the final step, production and delivery. So get more from these blogs by asking me a question or leaving a comment on this or any other episode by going to www.howtowinmorebusiness.com. Our contact info is on the website. I'd love to hear from you. This topic comes from the book Win More Business, Write Better Proposals, available online at Amazon. Thanks for listening.
You've just learned one more strategy from the book Win More Business, Write Better Proposals by Michelle Theriault. Visit www.howtowinmorebusiness.com and join us again for more strategies to help you win more business.